This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This was a bloodthirsty killer to the degree that he retained operational control of ISIS. It's an operational success. It's a symbolic victory. He had the blood of thousands and thousands of people on his hands, including many Americans and American journalists. So this is a great day. A ruthless killer has been brought to justice.
I want to compliment the president for coming up with a model in Syria that we probably should have done in Iraq. This is a game changer with the killing of Baghdadi. This is a moment where we should all be proud of our American military and our intelligence community. This is a moment where President Trump's worst critic should say, well done, Mr. President.
And I agree. Lindsey Graham, Republican senator from South Carolina and Democratic congressman from California, Adam Schiff, couldn't be further apart in ideologies and what they agree on. But here they both agree. We have bipartisan booyahs, if you will. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and that's where we start this show. And who is it they're talking about? One of the most heinous criminals you could ever possibly want to see eliminated from the face of the earth. The terrorist Baghdadi gone, annihilated, done. That is huge, huge news. The raid that unfolded and killed Baghdadi. Fascinating to hear all the details over the weekend. On this show, we're going to talk about that. Obviously, the fires in California so bad. Lots of people are fleeing. State of an emergency. What could they have done? What's happening right now? Your thoughts, a giant mailbag segment. And then to top it all off, of course, we're going to go inside the man cave because it was a very big day in sports. The Nationals on the verge of elimination. Crazy. The president was out to watch Washington take on the Astros in a pivotal game five. He was booed and then he was cheered. And then there were screams of lock him up, all in sort of one run-on sentence. Go figure. The country and where we sit right now. But the president did announce on Sunday morning in an address that was televised that the world's number one terrorist is dead. ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi blew himself up because he was cornered by our U.S. forces who did a two-hour nighttime raid on his compound in northern Syria. A great night for the United States. I agree with the president. A brutal, savage, scumbag killer who's caused so much hardship and heartache has been eliminated. Baghdadi's death marks the end of a years and years long hunt to find one of the most wanted terrorists on the face of the earth, and the man who declared a so-called Islamic caliphate in Iraq and Syria several years ago, back in 2014, if you remember that. This is second to Osama bin Laden right there. We have to go back to 2011 for that one. A devastating blow to ISIS because he was an inspirational leader in so, so many ways. They pumped out massive propaganda featuring him, meaning ISIS did, and now he is gone. This is something to celebrate, honestly. So the covert operation, the steely nerves of our elite U.S. troops doing what they do best, Delta Force operators on the case. They flew exactly 1 hour, 10 minutes over some really nasty, wicked, dangerous territory toward that compound. And they were able to corner him and get him to blow himself up. That is huge. At least two ISIS fighters were captured. 11 children were taken into custody, by the way. Two of Baghdadi's wives were killed during the operation, and their suicide vests remain unexploded because they were wearing them. Baghdadi was wearing one, took cover in a dead-end tunnel with three children. He reached the end of the tunnel. He ignited his vest. He killed himself and three kids. So his body was mutilated by the blast. The tunnel caved in on it, in addition to all that. But DNA tests positively confirmed. So if anybody wants to come up with a conspiracy theory, nah. The DNA test positively confirmed Baghdadi's identity. And that started right away, knowing what we know, 15 minutes after he was killed. So there was also some highly sensitive material, supposedly, that was gathered, information from the raid, a lot of it having to do with ISIS and future plans. And the raid was successful, very, very successful. And the good thing for us, for our soldiers, just two minor injuries. We did have two minor casualties, two minor injuries, but pretty much flawless, if you will. And this is a very, very big deal. They knew where he was going, finally cornered him, and then had the opportunity, gave the green light, and it went from there, and it really, really, you know, worked out big time. Also, some foreign nations, including Russia and Turkey, were notified ahead of time that the U.S. was launching the operation, but they weren't told of the details of the mission itself or who the target was, just that this was happening. So how about that? Again, bravo. And how could anyone who's a Democrat or a Republican argue that this was the very right thing? And that finally, one of the worst, heinous people who hated Americans, who hated Western ways, who hated people, is eliminated. I can't think of, again, a better way to kick off this week. I mean, everybody concerned with this should take a victory lap, absolutely, because this is something that has been ticking for a while, and every time he got away, and every time it seemed like we were getting closer, something else horrible happened to some journalist, an American journalist or somebody else, and there's no question that he did some horrible things to a lot of people. I mean, he was responsible for the death of American aid worker Kayla Mueller and many, many other shocking, horrible, horrible things. So there's a lot to be excited about, again, in eliminating him because of some of the unbelievable atrocities that he committed. So the fact that geographically he was found, that they were able to surround him, they were able to pull it off, is great, because you think about ISIS, and ISIS around the world has attracted a lot of nutball lone wolfers, a lot of other people in groups, a lot of young men who are disconnected, disassociated, and depressed and distracted. At one point, somebody pinned that number at 40,000 from around the world, and the push has been on to eliminate that, to shrink that, and make them not the winning team, but the losing team. And by doing this to Baghdadi and following all the way through, that's exactly what has happened here. So bravo and bravo again. A time to celebrate. Some of you found out about that and sent me your thoughts. We're going to hit the mailbag coming up on the flip side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thank you, you, and that tall guy in the back talking to the person in the corner. Send me all of your emails. I appreciate it. A lot of thoughts on Baghdadi. Woohoo! Nailed him. A wicked terrorist who took too many lives for absolutely no reason. A bloodthirsty thug. So here's one from Jack who says, Kate, they got him, Baghdadi. I know that you were there on 9/11. I know you keep track of what's going on with the terrorists. And I have to say, this is a huge win for everyone all the way around. And no matter how anybody listening to your show feels about, say, that this is one you should celebrate. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, this is a guy who just wanted to kill us all. Any American, any Westerner, so do we want someone like that who just annihilated people in the name of what? So the fact that he was a huge leader in ISIS and then he's killed, and yeah, it's good. Absolutely. This one is from Ben, and Ben listens to us in Tucson. I've said this before. I love Arizona. I've spent a ton of time there, you know, because even before we were on in Tucson, I took the show so many times to different parts of Arizona, including Tucson, but Sedona is another place in Phoenix, etc. Bottom line is, he says, hey, we're celebrating in Arizona, one of your favorite places, just so you know. We're listening to you, and I hoist one in honor of the guys who nailed Baghdadi. Yep, that's it. It's they're doing what they do and doing so well. And really, it was a dangerous mission because, of course, anything can happen, especially when you're in that territory in northern Syria. It couldn't be more dangerous. I mean, Baghdadi was no fool up to that point. He was hidden in a spot that was pretty tough to get to. But finally, he has been gotten. And that's a very, very big win. All right, this one from Christopher, switching gears and talking about California. And Christopher says, Kate, like you, I used to live in California, and I do have an affinity for my area in the Bay. I liked living there, and I know you still have friends all over California. Isn't it sad to see what's happening with those Santa Ana winds? I heard one of your friends on the show earlier last week and listened to her talk about how she loved living there and then what was happening with the winds and what was happening with the fires and how ridiculous it was that so much had not been done and really heaped a lot of blame on the governor. I don't know if I would blame him solely, although I have no love for Gavin Newsom, but I do feel for the people who are living there, so many evacuated, although better to be evacuated and perhaps lose a house than lose your life. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The way the fires switch and then people want to stay. And if you remember, during last year's November campfire, leveled paradise, 153,000 acres burned, 52,000 people ordered from their homes. It was so awful and destructive, and too many people died as a result of that. And those evacuations are vital. You know, someone tells you, these firefighters tell you to evacuate, you got to evacuate. And unfortunately, same thing. They're going in the same spots where the fire is right there on Highway 128. And people know what happened last time. You know, you don't have to have much of a memory to remember that because it wasn't that long ago. And of course, taking it very, very seriously. In fact, coming up on our show, we're going to talk to my pal, about this. We're going to talk to Josh Jacobs coming up and about these fires, and he's in Los Angeles, and in LA they're having their own problems there. But even specifically talking about what's happened with the roads, they call them road diets, and how they narrow the roads, and then the two roads become one, and trucks can't get up there, and people die, and it's bad. And it's not just in California, it's in other parts of the country, but Josh is going to enlighten us and talk about road diets and whatnot. And I just talked to him today, being in L.A. and watching what's happening there, having their own problems just like they are in the north. How about this one? This one is from Ken. Kate, I've never emailed the show, but I just want you to know I'm listening to you. I listen to you later a lot of times, as much as I want to call in, but we get that afterwards. But I listen to you on KCAA. I'm there in Riverside, and I love your show. And it is scary to watch what's happening around me in California, although not quite in my area, but I have family all over California, some of them pretty close to some of these fires, and it is ridiculous that PG&E is crushing us when they're turning things off and then deciding what they're going to do, and then transformers are responsible anyway. It does make no sense to me. There's so much that's happening that has gone under the wire, so to speak, here, and it's about time that somebody did something about it. 8 major fires in 48 hours. That, my friend, is not a good thing. No, over the last 48 hours, it's been nasty, and power, well, you know, people were without power, and they're complaining. So they're saying some power might be restored by Monday because the winds are forecast to die down. And PG&E, I think, is scared to death because of what happened before. They don't want to be nailed or responsible for anything that could be made worse fire-wise. Hey, speaking of California, this one from Ron the Don. I love that. Ron the Don. Katie. Slow town. I think you lived in San Luis Obispo. I remember seeing you on television. Good girl. Now you have a national show. I loved watching you on KSBY. Woohoo! What do you think of the freshman congresswoman who had to bail out because of the relationship nonsense with a staff member? And it gets even deeper than that. It does get deeper than that. And you're talking about Katie Hill. And the allegations are that she had a sexual relationship with a staff member, a woman. But supposedly the rumor is that the woman that she had this relationship with was also in a relationship with her and her husband. That was whatever you call it, a triangle. And then they got That's the rumor. Then they got divorced, so the divorce got ugly, and then he leaked out pictures of her, and then that started the whole downhill swing, so to speak. So she's resigned. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement that she acknowledged errors in judgment and, you know, wanted her to continue with her service, but she announced her resignation. So she says it's the hardest thing she's ever had to do, but she thinks it's the right thing to do for her constituents, her community, and the country. Remember, the House Ethics Committee announced last week that they had launched an investigation into the allegations. You can't have a relationship with a staff member, so that was it. You know, that there's no getting around that, you know, for sure, no matter what anyone says, and whatever two cents they want to put in about it, that male or female, that's out. You are going to be taken down, so there you go. A surprise, I think, to some who really liked her and voted for her, and then others are like, yeah, there you go. Let's go to this one. This one is from Char, listening to us in Texas. Kate, did you hear the story of this shooter who killed a couple of people at a college party, then somehow escaped in the middle of all the crazy chaos? Yes, I did. It was Greenville, Texas, you're talking about, and it was a party near Texas A&M University at Commerce. I know people in that area, and there, four people are in critical condition, supposedly. Six people were injured in other ways. It had happened just after midnight. There was a place called the Party Venue. It's sort of like a barn thing, and it's on Highway 380. I've actually gone by it, northeast of Dallas. You had a lot of people there, 750 teenagers, 20-somethings. They were crowded inside, Halloween party thing. And two people were killed, six others with gunshot wounds. And that's, you know, why and what happened and all those details, just shots ringing out. I mean, how awful. You know, there were people frantically trying to escape, you know, and in the chaos, they think the shooter got away. So they're investigating what's going to be very complicated, because you had Halloween costumes that people had on. They initially said a rifle was used in the shooting. Then they said a weapon was the weapon was a handgun. They found rifle rounds on the floor, but they were fake, potentially part of a costume. You get what I'm saying here? So that makes it much tougher. So you've got the FBI, the Texas Rangers, and they're trying to figure and sort all of this out, just saying they need to get the guy off the street as soon as possible, and they don't have a lot to go on. Very, very sad. Remember, you can send me your thoughts. Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in just like that. Coming up, we go to Los Angeles for a conversation with Josh Jacobs about what's going on with these fires and these road diets. Hang with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Some Republicans have been critical of Vindman's patriotism. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't one of them.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying, "Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call." Witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 19 points, the Nasdaq down 49. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Our evacuation of Healdsburg and Windsor yesterday was well warranted. There is significant danger to anybody who's still in the Healdsburg, Windsor area or the unincorporated areas around Windsor. So please, if you are in those areas now, we're still encouraging you to get out. We have deputies and peace officers in your neighborhoods. They can assist you.
All right, that's Sheriff Mark Essick. He is there in the Bay Area and talking about Sonoma, of course, specifically. And, again, the fires and what's happening, the state of emergency going on in California, Northern California and Southern California getting slammed with it as well. In Cali, there's been 8 major fires in 48 hours. This stuff is bad. So my pal Josh Jacobs joins us now. He just got off the air at 870 KRLA in Los Angeles. And L.A. is a place where we know they're having problems with the fires as well. So, Josh, you and I talked earlier today because we were working on NBC Sports Radio, and it was great to do that with you. And when we were in between talking about scores, et cetera, you were telling me about the fire and that for your particular area, you weren't hit yet and hopefully won't be, but you can see smoke all over the place, can't you?
Well, right now in Glendale, that's where I live. Thanks, first of all, for having me on the show. I'm glad to be here, Kate. As far as my area is concerned, I don't see anything yet, but the nearby Santa Clarita Valley, which is about 30-minute drive from where I live in Glendale, there is a lot of evacuation happening there. There's a lot of fires. I'm not too sure how many houses have been lost in that area, but it keeps on spreading throughout the state. And one of the problems with California, and this has been a problem the last couple of years, is the forests have not been, it's like pulling out weeds from grass. You got to pull out the weeds from the grass, pull out the grass grow. The problem is there's too many bad trees, dead trees that have been eaten up by these different bugs that have killed the trees, not to mention tree rot that just happens, and that's not happening. They're not being cleared because California regulations have kept that from happening. So we've got a situation where even homeowners are forbidden from doing too much because of California regulations. They have to have permits and all this other stuff. About 3 years ago, the California legislature, the vast majority, both Republican and Democrat, voted unanimously to deforest the areas, but Governor Brown vetoed that bill, and right now, I don't think that's been brought up again in California. We really need to have something like that because people's lives are in danger right now because of the irresponsibility of California government not allowing for the forest to have the clutter cleaned out.
Yeah, and the clutter being cleaned out is just one aspect. Something that is fascinating that you told me about, and there's a lot that's been written about this lately, including in the Wall Street Journal, is for many people listening will find this fascinating, is these road diets. Explain what a road diet is.
Well, road diets have been happening in Southern California. A lot of people know about it. It's been talked about on local talk radio from John and Ken to Radio Free Los Angeles, which I'm the co-host of. And we had on two experts, Christopher DeGrasse and Lydia Grant, who know a lot about this subject. And when I talked to Lydia about a year ago about it, I thought it was something that was just affecting Southern California, especially Playa del Rey. The councilman in Los Angeles in that district was trying to force road diets and is forcing road diets on the area in order to try to get people out of their cars, get them to take public transportation. Another excuse is, well, we don't want to have any more people being killed by cars that are going to hit them, so we'll jam up the roads in order to make it more feasible and less deaths. But the problem is that it's hurting small businesses. Headline at keeptheusamoving.com, keeptheusmoving.com, talked about how businesses plummeted nearly 40% since Central Avenue in Los Angeles has been constricted with road diets. It's hurting small businesses especially, and those are the lifeblood of a lot of people and a lot of communities. And so what's been happening there, it's doing that. Plus, it's also preventing fire trucks and ambulances from getting to where they need to go. These are just talking about, well, like one house fires or a building fire or somebody who needs to go to the hospital. Well, the road diets are preventing the ambulances and the fire trucks from getting there in time. So it's endangering not only the person's property, but also people's lives. But it's even worse in Paradise, California. This is what Chris DeGrasse wrote. You can find it at the website, mayorsam.blogspot.com. The headline is "The Deadly Consequences of Road Diets" by Christopher LeGrasse. And LeGrasse is spelled L-E-G-R-A-S. And he talks about how this happened in Paradise, California, which was one of the biggest fires. Almost the entire town was destroyed. And one of the reasons why is because they decided to do road diets, despite the fact the California Supreme Court itself told the city and nearby areas, said, look, you've got to do something to widen these roads. This is unacceptable, but they completely ignore them. And what they did is they put these bollards on the street. Now, the bollards are, this is what the way it's described, narrow plastic tubes with metal bases that anchor into slots in the pavement and that are cheap means of blocking off lanes. But the problem is with these bollards, when you have an emergency like you had in Paradise, it can't be easily removed. And so a lot of streets were jammed, and a lot of people lost their lives because there was only one lane on each side for traffic to go through to try to get out of Paradise and out of the fires. And so,
wow.
But it's not just California. It's happening in other places around the country. And people are shocked about it happening. It's happened in New York City. The fire department of New York, there's a video of this where an ambulance is going through a small town, not a small town, but a major city of New York. And because of the road diets, the cars have been forced to park, you know, closer to the street itself. And so an ambulance actually hit several cars going through the area trying to get to where it needed to go. So finally, the fire department of New York has written the city saying no more road diets. They're finally putting their foot down. And the FDNY has a lot of clout among other fire departments around the country. So hopefully with FDNY kind of getting the ball rolling, other fire departments around the country will just do the same and say, look, we need to cut out these road diets. Because they say, well, we need more bike lanes. But the problem is most people in bicycles or ride bicycles don't use the bike lanes on the major streets because, number one, it's dangerous. You got speeding cars. Number two, there's a lot of traffic, and so there's a lot of engine exhaust that goes through there. And so they'd rather just take the nearby residential street, and then when they get to where they need to go, then they'll go to the main street to get to their destination. That's happened in Negroc as well, where I'm originally from, which is just next over from Glendale. They've been talking about, you know, eliminating more lanes to put this so-called express bus from North Hollywood to Pasadena. And the metro in Los Angeles was not even looking at as the 134 freeway as a possibility or an alternate route. And residences of Eagle Rock and Glendale were up in arms against Metro saying, what are you guys doing? You're not even listening to us. And so they're finally looking at the 134 freeway as an option. Whether they do it or not, who knows, because Metro has a kind of a track record of not listening to we the people. But it's just happening all over the place. And the website keeptheusmoving.com has news from all around the country. In my area, there's keepLAMoving.com, which is tied with a national website as well, that talks about these road diets and the effect it's having on businesses, on people's lives, on our traffic situation, especially Los Angeles. I mean, LA's already traffic jammed enough, and this is just making it much worse.
Yeah, road diets killing people, like you said. A wrong day, a bad day, and people die. And Josh, as you've explained, we're talking to my pal Josh Jacobs in Los Angeles. You've got these consulting firms that are talking about revitalization with neighborhoods, so people get hear about that and get into it. But you mentioned it, the businesses fail because of the road diets. Developers pick up the land and they get it pretty cheap or cheaper, and then they change the neighborhoods, and in the meantime, before people's eyes, they realize they've got traffic jams, and then they've got also cars being diverted through different neighborhoods, which also causes a problem. And then, as you mentioned, we're talking about the fires, then you have a horrible situation like you did in Paradise, and who's watching out for those people? People died because of road diets. That's frightening, don't you think?
It definitely is, because it could have been prevented had the city of Paradise, the nearby cities, listened to the court and actually followed the court order. Now it's like, I mean, I'm wondering if, you know, relatives of those who perished in Paradise are going to sue the state and say, enough with this already. It kind of makes you wish they would, just to, you know, so that way in the future others aren't, you know, as unlucky as what happened in Paradise. Because, you know, granted, the people who we lost, they can't come back, but we could save the lives of others down the road.
Yeah, boy, and that's so true. All right, Josh Jacobs, thank you so much, and thank you so much for the resources. We'll tell everyone again, as Josh mentioned, keeptheusmoving.com. That's one place you can go to find out about road diets in your community. Josh, appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great night.
You too. Be careful. All right, so as you heard Josh say, fires, you know, 30 minutes away or so, and we talked to my friend Annie Zidarovich last week in Westlake Village. They were getting close to her, too, and she was in Sherman Oaks working and talked about looking at the window and seeing the fires, and that is very, very scary, I think. And the road situations make it that much worse. All right, coming up, we're going to change gears, so to speak, and talk a little sports. We're going to invade the man cave. Hang with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave.
You know, I think when we started missing tackles, we panicked a little bit. You know, and then the missed tackles turned into mental mistakes.
Yeah, and that was the start of what was, I think, a very exciting week in sports. If we're sitting around hanging in the man cave and having a conversation about what would you think as we escape the reality of what else is going on in our lives. Well, that was Lincoln Riley. He's the Oklahoma Sooners coach and, of course, talking about the loss, number 5th-ranked Sooners losing to Kansas State 48-41. You can bet they drop out of the race. I don't know. Or there's consideration for the one-loss teams. Do they make it into the top four in the playoffs? Although that's a ways down the road, there's some interesting conversations to be had, certainly in light of that loss. And plus, Michigan knocked off Notre Dame, and they handed them their heads, basically. So Knowing some Notre Dame fans, they were furious that Michigan whomped them 45-14. At least the Oklahoma K-State game, even though it was a huge upset and bravo for K-State, at least it was closer versus what Michigan did to 8th-ranked Notre Dame. Shea Patterson, 6-for-12, passing 100 yards and a couple of TDs. But really on the ground, Hassan Haskins, as I watched part of that, 20 carries, 149 yards. And the bottom line is the Wolverines have ripped their heads off, especially in the second half of that game when they scored the majority of their big, big points. This is football. And TCU knocked off 15th-ranked Texas, 37-27. And part of that had to do with another rushing performance. Max Dugan was moving the ball in all the right directions, and it made it very tough for Texas to defend him. And that was part of the story, certainly, on that one. But, hey, we got NFL. And don't forget, Nail the Score coming up on our Wednesday show into Thursday. Let me say it again. Wednesday into Thursday, you call in our final segment of that first hour, and you can participate. Prizes, bragging rights. I picked the game of the week. You can hate football. You just have to tell me who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. You're taking a guess. You're throwing a dart. You're throwing the horseshoes. You're throwing the beanbag at the hole for all you cornhole players out there, for goodness sake. It's so fun. It's fun to do. All right, in the NFL, it wasn't fun for Chiefs fans because Patrick Mahomes not on the field again, although the Chiefs at Arrowhead stayed real close to the Packers. In the end, Aaron Rodgers was too much, 305 yards passing, three TDs. Packers are 7-1. They beat the Chiefs 31-24. 31-24. Here's an ugly score for you. The Jags beat the Jets 29-15. So they're at 500. They're 4-4. But riddle me this. The Jets' Sam Darnold sacked 8 times. He threw 3 interceptions. Lame, lousy. Jets fans are ready to put bags on their heads. They're 1-6. They're beside themselves. Oh, awful. The Saints' Drew Brees came back after his injury, his thumb injury, threw for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Saints crushed the Cardinals 31-9. How about the undefeated teams? So that would be the Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers. I think the Patriots lost today. I have my special infrared glasses on where I can see people who put their hands up. Anybody think that, who didn't see the games? Uh-huh. Patriots knocked off the Browns 27-13. Of course, the Browns turned over the ball a bunch of times. Doesn't matter. They were going to win this one. They're 8-0. The 49ers also crushed the Panthers 51-13. 51-13. The 49ers are 7-0. Jimmy Garoppolo, 175 passing yards, a couple of touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, remember him? Rushing yards for Carolina, 117. But it wasn't enough. One man, for goodness sake, can't do all the work. And the 49ers had their number, so he was going nowhere fast, and neither were his teammates. A couple of other quick ones I'll throw at you. The Eagles go on to victory after being embarrassed by the Cowboys. They beat the Bills 31-13. The Seahawks ended up in a tight one. It wasn't that way in the beginning of the game. In the first half, they were blowing out the Falcons 24-0, but the Falcons came back. Didn't win, though. 27-20, the final score. Matt Schaub was in and threw for 460 yards, but it wasn't enough. Matt Ryan, of course, still out. Chargers beat the Bears in a close one, 17-16. 1 point! Bears missed a game-winning field goal with time expiring. Ooh, that sounds familiar. That stings for the Bears. They're 3-4. How about the Giants? They came back against the Lions, but it wasn't enough. Matt Stafford for the Giants with 3 touchdowns, 31-26. And that was it. So Giants fans, not happy. The Titans beat the Buccaneers 27-23. Yeah, Mike Evans for Tampa Bay, had almost 200 yards receiving and a couple of touchdowns. So they looked like they were going to pull this out, and in the end, they didn't. The Titans did. That's why you never leave a game, because you don't know what's going to happen. Adam Vinatieri, remember him? 51-yard game-winning field goal for the Colts. Colts are 5-2 without Andrew Luck. They beat the Broncos 15-13. The Rams had their way with the Ofer Bengals 24-10. Yeah, Cincinnati's that bad. They're 0-8. Jared Goff for Los Angeles, 372 passing yards and two touchdowns. How about that? The Texans and the Raiders, that was kind of an interesting game. The Texans ended up winning it 27-24. Yeah, there was a DeAndre Hopkins sighting for Houston, 11 catches, 109 yards. And a big win for the Texans because they're 5-3. You are caught up to date on all the NFL scores. And for you fantasy players, I think you can figure the rest out. The Monday night game, Dolphins and the Steelers. You know the Dolphins haven't won a game. Pittsburgh is favored by 2 touchdowns. Do you think that's going to be a thrilling game to watch? I'm just thinking, probably not. You know what was thrilling? If you're an Astros fan, it was thrilling to watch your team march into Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, and take 3 games from the Nationals, who took 2 from you in Houston. It's been powerful stuff to watch. The stranding of the runners for the Nationals, incredible. 21 players stranded, runners in scoring position. Wow. Unbelievable. I'll tell you who's unbelievable. Gerrit Cole. He pitched something powerful for the Astros. He was unbelievable, unhittable, just a sensation. He's going to have a big payday at the end of this season, guarantee it. The Astros now up 3-2 over the Nationals. The Game 6 in the World Series is on Tuesday. The Astros could win it, wrap it up there with Justin Verlander. Or if it goes to a Game 7, that would also be in Houston, too. But that was incredibly huge for the Astros to do what they did, and with all the home runs and just, again, how powerful they were in this series on the road. Oof. George Springer, a former guest on this show. Springer! I love Springer. He homered. Bam! You couldn't see anything once he smashed that ball. 2-run jack. 435 feet. This is a team that won 107 games during the regular season. So maybe we shouldn't be completely shocked by that. I talked about Gerrit Cole going 7 innings, gave up just 1 run on 3 hits. Yeah, he looked really, really good. What's the probability of them winning the next game? I'm going to say, I don't know, I like their chances. I do. I like their chances. We'd be talking about that for sure in the man cave. Again, don't forget, nail the score. We do it on Wednesday into Thursday. Our final segment of our first hour, you can be a part of it. You either call or send me an email before the top of the hour once I pick the game of the week. It's so, so fun to play. Bragging rights and prizes if you win. Hey, thanks, y'all, for listening to the show. See you again soon. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while 2 passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.